Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep. Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So, when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today on the podcast, we want to talk about a big piece of AI news out of Google, obviously one of the behemoths in the industry. And that's the fact that Google Lens can now check the prices and also the inventory of different items when you're shopping in the real world. This is something that, it was typically not used for shopping, not real world. You weren't in Walmart scanning an item and seeing if there was inventory, or scanning an item at your home and seeing if your local Walmart had it and how many they had in. There's a lot of interesting data. We're going to get into this because Jamie and I have both experimented with ways to make money in a business that we think could greatly benefit from this new Google Lens feature. Before we get into that, I wanted to tell you about our AI Hustle School Communities Black Friday deal. So we've told you a lot in the past that we're going to raise the price on our school community. For 1 week only, we have dropped the price to $18 a month. This is our Black Friday deal, the cheapest it'll ever be. And the week after this, so we're going to do this for 1 week at the $18 a month for Black Friday. The week after this, we're increasing the price to $100 a month. So if there was ever a week or a day to join the school community, if you ever wanted to, now would be the time to do it and lock in that price, $18 a month. It'll never be raised on you. If we raise it to $100, you're not going to pay $100. You're only ever going to pay the $18. And this is a school community. It has over 200 members. We share essentially exclusive content that we don't share anywhere else, exactly how much money we're making with different tools, exact strategies we're using to use AI to grow and scale our businesses that we're doing. And we have an amazing community that shares all of their ideas, people that have started $100 million companies and people that are just starting out. So you got a really wide range of perspectives and ideas, tons of great feedback, tons of engagement on all the posts and conversations in here. So it's an amazing place. All right, Jamie, enough about the school community and this Black Friday deal. Tell us what's happening with Google Lens.
Yeah, so this is actually really interesting. I've personally used Google Lens a lot when Sarah and I have gone out to try like the idea of retail arbitrage, where if something's being sold at Walmart for 80% off, you can buy that item and then go sell it on eBay or anywhere else and make, a pretty good profit by, using that arbitrage there. So that Google Lens is a great tool for that, but they kind of just upgraded it in a big way. So they're now using Gemini combined with shopping graphs, 45 billion product listings, and they are doing like within the search, within the lens, comparisons of the items. So you can see, you can look up the item. You can see what stores carry it, what their inventory is like. You can see reviews. You can also see, which is the most interesting part, the price at different various places. So in the example, they showed a toy being sold at Target for $74. But then if you look on Amazon, it's being sold for, $95 almost. So there's kind of a pretty big difference there in the price. And so it's helpful to be able to compare, prices. In the past, using Google Lens, I've, taken a picture of an item. Usually I've done that with like thrifted items to find out what the item it actually is and if it's sold on eBay. But this is now going to open it up to be able to be a useful tool for retail arbitrage people who are actually going into stores, finding sales, and then, comparing to other places and seeing if there's a good arbitrage in the price there. So I don't know, Jane, what do you think about it?
I think this is smart. And I think first off, the retail arbitrage is a great side hustle that we both tried and done. And I've seen people make a lot of money. There's a lot of YouTube videos about that. And if you haven't seen them, I'd go check them out. Retail arbitrage, it's really interesting. What I like about this too, is even as a consumer, if I'm in a store and I scan something, I love to see the Target, Walmart, Amazon price of that item, especially if it's a more expensive item. Like today I was in Walmart and, I mean, I'm not proud to admit, I saw this giant electric car and I was like, oh my gosh, my kids would love this. They were actually in the shopping cart with me, like saying like, hey, can we buy this for Christmas? And of course, like, can't buy it while they're there. But I was definitely eyeing it. And I think it was like $170 or something. But I was like, oh, like this would be super cool. I bet they'd love it. When you're buying something like that, I feel like a tool like this would be amazing to scan it first, just to see if like that same thing was sold for less money somewhere else. Cause I mean, I know everyone's got different price things, but like for me, if I'm like going to spend $180 on like a toy, I'd rather scan it and see if there's somewhere else cheaper that I could buy it or a different type. So anyways, I think that retail, just regular people in the store would also use it to see if there's cheaper places. Or like even an example is like for the retail arbitrage, a lot of times you go into like Walmart, you go into their clearance section, you find things that are like 80% off. But like, I would hate to buy something that's 80% off allegedly, and then at like Target, like that's just what it's like full prices. Cause you know how sometimes stores are a little sketchy with their like 80% off or their discounts and stuff. Unlike our school community Black Friday discount, that is a real discount. You know, not everyone does that. So anyways, I think that for that alone, it would be pretty useful, but also, yeah, really awesome for that kind of side hustle and also just regular users.
Yeah. I mean, especially that's a great point, but coming up to Black Friday, a lot of, especially Amazon in particular, which I don't appreciate, they jack the prices up and then give a huge discount. And really it's just like either the same price or like a couple bucks off. Yeah. And so it appears to be this huge discount you're getting, you know, to encourage buying. But if you took the extra, you know, 20 seconds to use Google Lens and compare prices, you might find it cheaper, somewhere else. And, you know, Amazon used to be known for being, you know, the cheapest or like the price setter, but not so much anymore. There's lots of places you can get better deals, particularly walmart.com. So anyways, I think it's a really cool tool. I think, yeah, for either, just everyday consumers looking for products for Christmas or whatever, or if you're into the arbitrage thing, it could be a helpful tool as well. So kind of cool to see how they're using AI to level up the Google Lens.
Yeah, the last thing I want to say about this is I was blown away by just how many people are already using Google Lens. I mean, there's a lot of use cases. I know my like father-in-law, he scans like tractor parts and uses that to find things, or like he buys a lot of antiques and wants to know what exactly it is and how much it's worth. So he'll scan antiques with Google Lens and then try to find eBay listings for that same item. So, I mean, I think honestly, like if you're doing any sort of reselling, this is an amazing tool if you're not using it. But I was blown away. Google Lens is used for nearly 20 billion searches every month. Wow. And 20% of them are shopping related. So people actually going to buy stuff. Although I wonder what percentage they call shopping related, but you're really like looking at the value of an item, kind of like I mentioned with my father-in-law, like tractor parts. You know, he's like trying to buy stuff to like flip it or sell it. And so like, I wonder if they classify that as shopping related because it looks like he's going to a store, but he's really just looking at the price. Anyways, doesn't really matter. Overall, yeah, 20 billion searches is absolutely huge. But this, again, is an amazing tool for, yeah, a lot of different side hustles, scanning items, comparing items. If you go to a thrift store and walk around and you see something and you're like, oh, gee, like this probably looks like it's valuable, but you have kind of no idea on it, scan it with Google Lens, see what it's selling for online. And that gives you a great idea of what you could buy it and flip it for. Jamie has done this with furniture very famously. This is how he became a celebrity on YouTube with a ton of furniture. I have dabbled in the furniture industry thanks to Jamie. I think I first saw his video and then my wife got obsessed. So we started flipping furniture from Amazon. And we also did, or sorry, from Goodwill, from thrift stores. And we also did it using Google Lens. We scanned like books at Goodwill and also we're trying to sell books and stuff like that. So yeah, I think there's a lot of really cool side hustles you can do with this and you can make a lot of money. So Jamie's a living example of a Google Lens. You got to write him a review for sure.
thank you for listening, by the way, to this podcast. I appreciate it. But if you want to do us a big favor and leave us a review on our Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen, that means the world to us. We read every single one. And it helps our podcast out a lot. So, and again, be sure to check out our school community. Huge deal this week. Huge Black Friday deal. So next week it's going up to $100. So thanks for listening and we'll see you next time.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like?
Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.